what you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesher 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Kritika Nakshatra for all ascendants. Kritika Nakshatra, spanning Aries and Taurus, embodies fiery energy, critical thinking, and a sharp, discerning nature. Ruled by the sun, Kritika is symbolized by a blade or flame, representing the power to cut away negativity, illuminate truth, and bring clarity through precise action. People influenced by Kritika often seek to transform and purify, bringing a sense of sharp focus, perfectionism, and the courage to face challenges head-on. Here's how the fifth lord in Kritika Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns depending on the ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Kritika Nakshatra, first house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your first house, Kritika's influence makes you think about self-expression, identity, and personal power with an intensity and clarity that is unmistakable. Your thoughts are likely focused on leadership, integrity, and cutting through illusions to reveal truth and authenticity. You may often contemplate how to project yourself with strength and purpose, driven by a desire to make a powerful, impactful impression. Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Kritika Nakshatra, 12th house. With Mercury in the 12th house, Kritika adds an edge of precision and insight to your introspective thoughts. You're inclined to think about spiritual or hidden truths, and Kritika's discerning energy encourages you to seek clarity in matters of the subconscious or unseen realms. Your thoughts often center on how to articulate complex ideas or spiritual insights with a clear, analytical approach, finding ways to cut through confusion and bring understanding to deeper, hidden aspects of life. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Kritika Nakshatra, 11th house. As the fifth lord in the 11th house, Venus under Kritika's influence guides your thoughts towards social relationships, creativity, and refinement with a discerning eye. You're likely focused on creating meaningful and authentic connections, valuing quality over quantity in friendships. Your mind gravitates toward creative pursuits that allow you to express beauty and truth, and you're often considering how to use your social influence or artistic talents to make a clear, transformative impact. Cancer ascendant, Mars as the fifth lord in Kritika Nakshatra, 10th house. With Mars in the 10th house, Kritika's sharp, decisive energy directs your thoughts toward career ambitions and public standing. You're likely focused on professional success and how to stand out with strength and precision in your field. Your mind is often occupied with strategies to achieve goals or take decisive actions in your career, with a strong desire to lead or influence through your authority. Kritika's influence makes you keenly aware of your impact, pushing you to eliminate any distractions and stay focused on your objectives. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Kritika Nakshatra, 9th house. Jupiter in the 9th house brings expansive, philosophical thoughts focused on higher learning, truth, and ethical understanding. Kritika's influence adds sharp discernment, urging you to seek clarity and wisdom with precision. Your mind is often directed toward finding truth and sharing knowledge that transforms others' perspectives. You're inclined to cut away superficial ideas in favor of profound, ethical teachings, contemplating ways to teach or guide others with wisdom and clarity. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Kritika Nakshatra, 8th house. Saturn in the 8th house under Kritika's influence focuses your thoughts on transformation, discipline, and stability in the face of life's deeper challenges. You may often think about managing resources, handling responsibilities, or dealing with profound subjects in a practical, realistic way. Kritika's energy sharpens your mental focus, allowing you to tackle complex issues with clarity and precision. You're likely drawn to strategies that bring stability and structure to areas of life that others might find intimidating. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Kritika Nakshatra, 7th house. With Saturn in the 7th house, Kritika's discerning energy shapes your thoughts around partnerships and relationships. You're likely to focus on commitment, integrity, and authenticity in connections, often reflecting on how to build relationships based on mutual respect and honesty. Critica's influence encourages you to set clear boundaries and expectations, making you think about partnerships with a precise, realistic perspective, favoring quality over quantity in personal connections. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Critica Nakshatra, sixth house. Jupiter in the sixth house brings a focus on service, health, and ethical work practices. Critica's influence enhances your desire for clear, purposeful actions in these areas, and you may often think about how to bring wisdom and discipline to daily routines or health practices. You're likely drawn to explore ideas of self-improvement and service to others, with thoughts that center on efficiency, ethical standards, and making a tangible impact through disciplined work and support. Sagittarius Ascendant, Mars as the fifth lord in Critica Nakshatra, fifth house. With Mars in the fifth house, Critica's intense, transformative energy adds a fierce, precise focus to your thoughts on creativity, self-expression, and leadership. You're likely contemplating ways to showcase your talents and passion in clear, impactful ways, often focusing on projects that allow you to make a lasting impression. Critica encourages you to channel your energy toward creative pursuits with purpose, cutting through superficial distractions, and committing fully to what you create or lead. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Critica Nakshatra, fourth house. With Venus in the fourth house, Critica's energy shapes your thoughts around home, family, and creating a nurturing environment. You may often think about how to bring beauty, clarity, and harmony to your domestic space, prioritizing authenticity and quality in your personal life. Critica's influence makes you keenly aware of how to cultivate stability and refinement in family relationships, often focusing on ways to transform or enhance the home environment with a practical, discerning approach. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Critica Nakshatra, third house. Mercury in the third house, influenced by Critica, brings a sharp, articulate focus to your thoughts on communication, learning, and interactions. You're likely to think about how to convey ideas with clarity and precision, valuing truthfulness and directness in your exchanges. Critica's energy makes you a keen observer, often drawn to topics that require critical thinking or analysis. Your mind is focused on how to communicate in ways that are impactful, informative, and transformative. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Critica Nakshatra, second house. With the moon in the second house, Critica's discerning and purifying energy influences your thoughts around family, values, and security. You may often think about how to create stability and clarity in your home life, seeking emotional security through direct, honest relationships with family. Critica's influence encourages you to cut away unnecessary emotional clutter, focusing on what truly matters to you, and nurturing an environment of integrity and truth within your household. These insights reveal how Critica Nakshatra's themes of clarity, transformation, and sharp focus influence your thought patterns based on your specific fifth lord placement. Each placement under Critica's energy encourages you to bring precision, insight, and authenticity to your intellectual pursuits, self-expression, and areas of creative focus.